Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show. Smack Off 24 on CBS Sports Radio.
Live from the Quicken Loan Studios, I am Jim Rome. Quicken Loans apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. We start our third and final hour. Understand this about the third hour. It's not a normal hour. The last segment is a recap, and we crown the champs. So really, you're down to about two segments. We're running out of time. Quickly, some reaction. TDN451 tweets, only thing more badass than Shawnee showing up was Left pulling Larry Brown. Larry bleeping Brown. Give it to him. It's over. Unless Jeff comes in. Simply Super Dave tweets, Stevie and Sean still owning it. Left was just short. Hashtag smack off. JL Bogan tweets, currently Cablinasian, Benny and Wisco, Left. Jethro, 8875 tweets, I'm old school. Love this show for years. Sean the Cablinasian can come back and lay it down like he did. Left has nothing on the best there is, the best there ever was, the best there ever will be. Hashtag smack off. Hit me up on Twitter. Hashtag it smack off. Listen, it's not over. How do you know it's over? We haven't heard from Chael. We haven't heard from Mike and Indy. We haven't heard from this guy. Universally accepted as one of, if not the best of all time. One of only two guys in the history of the jungle with three titles. Last year, having to go first, he knew he couldn't wire the field. So rather than bleed out over the 3 hours, he instead, in one of the more stunning developments in Smack Off history, opted for the most noble of deaths. He fell on his own sword. He's back this year. He's looking for his fourth. He is the B.I.C. Brad in Corona. Brad, how are you?
I'm good, Jimbo. How you doing, bud?
Great, man. Great.
Hey, Les, I love the start of your phone call both times it happened. The only thing missing was your producer yelling out, and cut. The sound was off, guys. We're going to take it from the top. And action, Les. Also, to be honest, I love Carbone's call, too, where washed-up, modestly successful Steve Carbone got washed-up, even more modestly successful Cablinasian in on a tandem phone call. Shawnee, shouldn't you be producing your own fake smack-off with your lame-ass friends where you guys make fun of the show like bitter bitches and then post it to Stucknut like you did back in the day multiple times? Hey, for those of you not watching on CBS Sports Network right now, I want everybody to head over to my Twitter feed, at Brad and Corona. I got some really tasteful photos for you to check out, and a quick request. When you guys Photoshop these things and then pass them around the interwebs later, can someone remove that pimple from my ass? And now that I look at it, I got a mole that I should probably get checked out. Hey, Jay Stu, maybe you can eyeball that thing for me and give me your professional opinion, mole boy. For the rest of you on the radio, I'll just describe what's happening. I got really fed up with Matt and Tyler talking about how good-looking they are and calling all Americans fat because we're not all fat. So I got a custom-made banana hammock with Matt's face right up by my banana and Tyler's face around back near my hammock. Clones, rest assured, I don't want to do this. I never wanted to do this. I have to do this. This one is for America. USA! USA! Breathe it in, boys. Hey, I love the pictures Matt and Tyler sent in today, by the way. I just want to say for the record that you guys aren't even good-looking. You're just good-looking compared to Mark in Boston and Rick in Buffalo, but let's face it, those two guys are pretty much last-call slump busters for any woman drunk enough to go home with them from their local Applebee's. Tyler, apparently the rhinoplasty procedure hasn't made its way north of the Canadian border yet, because if it had, you would have already whittled down that massive schnoz of yours into something more manageable. Dude, your face looks like that helmet Brad Pitt wore in the movie Troy. I also enjoyed those pics of your girlfriend from earlier in the week sitting on that motorcycle. Yeah, judging by the way you and your boy Matt like to make your sandwiches, I'm guessing that's probably the only hog she'll be riding anytime soon. By the way, bro, bring that chick down to Southern California. She's a 7.5 at best down here. And while we're talking about guys who will definitely be sophomore slumping this year, let me get to my boy Jeff Passan. Hey, Passan, you're an author. You'll appreciate this one. Jeff, did you know that Passan is an anagram of Aspan, which is a synonym for bedpan, which is ironic because your calls are all really smelly and you need to be disposed of. But Passan isn't the only author in the jungle, Jim, and I'm not talking about Ira Craig either. This is breaking news. Mark in Hollywood made the transition this year from actor to professional author. And by that, I mean he just writes home to mom and dad once a week asking for help with the rent money. I'm told it's an ongoing monthly series and quite tear-jerking for Mark's parents. I'm not saying times are hard for Mark in Hollywood, Jim. What I am saying is the only acting work he's had lately consists of trying to convince the cashier at Walmart that the dog food he buys once a week is actually for a dog and not for him to chow down on in the parking lot like they've caught him doing on the regular. Jimmy, I'm so glad Mike and Indy unretired the other day. Only 24 hours after no one cared that he retired in the first place. Mike's amazing, isn't he, Jim? Like, he genuinely believes that he is the best ever and that he's won every smack-off he's ever competed in. I should tell you, he also genuinely believes that the earth is flat, pee is stored in the balls, and those bumps he got after hooking up with his cousin were just bug bites, so take it for what it's worth. Hey, shout out to Cruz Pedregon for volunteering to put the Smackoff winner's name on his race car for one race. Cruz, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth here, but dude, this ain't the Indy 500, man. You race NHRA drag cars that last for like 5 seconds. The only thing quicker than that with less publicity would be if Vic in NoCal volunteers to shout out the winner's name the next time he has sex. Brad, Brady Corona! And that clones Tyler, Matt, Mike, Mona, Cablination. In the words of my boy Shaquille O'Neal, that is the difference between first and last place. So everybody take a good look at my Twitter feed and the monitors on the CBS Sports Channel right now. And Tyler, bitch, tell me how my ass tastes. Matthew, tell me how my ass tastes. Mike and Indy, tell me how my ass tastes. Cablination, tell me how my ass tastes. Everybody, tell me how my ass tastes. Less in legimic bitch, tell me how my ass tastes. It's delicious.
Oh, crap. B-I-C. Brad. Brad and Corona. Wow. We're not there yet. Speaking of which, let's keep moving. Hour number three. Carbone, Cablination, Lef, BIC. Haven't heard from Mike and Indy. Haven't heard from Chael. Next up, the 2013 champ. A guy who has finished outside the top five only once in his six Smackoff appearances. Always a threat to win it. He's already won it. He is the jungle's resident man of the silver screen. The aforementioned Mark in Hollywood. Mark, it's great to have you back. How are you? Good luck.
Great stick, Brad. Now release the male hooker that you kidnapped from your local go-go bar that you made take those pics, and make sure you take some plan B, you used-up trick. But on the bright side, Brad and Corona showed us all what it's like to be inside of Herschel Walker's dome with that schizophrenic call. Brad, through all of your incoherent babbling, you failed to answer the question that's on everyone's mind. Do those crackheads in Canada still have your wife or not? And if she did bounce on your ass for the Canadian version of Wham, it's probably because when it's time to wrestle, your wife reacts to seeing your package the same way Gordon Haywood reacted to having another girl. Hey, honey, it's time to wrestle. Get a load of this. Yay. Is Mrs. Brad and Corona happy? Mrs. Brad and Corona is always happy. And speaking of Matt and Van and Tyler and the I really think you two believers are confused about what being fit means. It doesn't count when you're rail thin due to your booger sugar diet and your exercise regimen of sticking your fingers down each other's throats. So you have a stable country with a smart, level-headed, non-racist leader who isn't cucked by Vladimir Putin on the daily. Boring! Our country is still in the first act of the movie, Hoosiers. We got to build a suspense. Now, please, get your asses back up north, and y'all better sponsor my Canadian citizenship when Trump deports black people. Mike, stop. Stop it already. I'm retiring. I'm back. I whine about less gimmicks, but conveniently forget I jumped off the back of a banana boat with Chael and rode his caboose to half a Smackoff chip. What a hoe. This is the guy that goes hard in the paint because y'all can't? Mike is the guy that calls the cops when someone commits a hard foul on him during a pickup game. I mean, what's the difference, really, between Mike and Caleb at this point? Caleb cries about fictional stalkers waiting for him in his driveway. Mike cries about a fictional champ ignoring him with his own gimmicky history, with such irony that hasn't been seen since Orenthal said, "Ron and Nicole killed me." My suggestion to you, Mike, is that you do go away, because you are the spitting image of Papa John, and frankly, at this point, you're bad for the Jungle brand. Better baggery, better gimmickry, Mike and Indy. Now, Jim, will you please explain to me the punch-drunk mess that is Vic and NoCal? So Rick in Buffalo takes this guy apart for 5 minutes straight, and then Vic goes right after him and takes 10 hours to utter a meager Matt in Cleveland-like response. Explain how seemingly overnight this guy went from smack-off champ to kooky Kurt Schilling. Check out his tweets on his under his burner account. This one's from this morning, Jim. Quote, "Just saying Neil Armstrong got really offended by that guy's question. Hashtag fake moon landing day. Hashtag liar and the thief." And Vic, I know you like to think you're some kind of Nacho Libre tough guy, but when are you going to stop playing virtual pocketball with Rick in Buffalo? Don't you know what people are like in that frozen manure factory they call a city? They throw themselves through buildings as a greeting. They pass gas as a way to freshen their stadium's natural scent. When they see one of their fellow citizens urinating in public, they politely say, "Bless you." And that's just their women. But at least we've answered the age-old question. What do you get when Jeff in Richmond goes number two? Rick in Buffalo. Now, before I go, Jim, I have to congratulate Les in Lasagna. Every year, his calls feature less and less Les, which is a win for all of us. Very impressive guest list, Les and Gravy. The magic hour didn't want any of those Z-listers. Hopefully, you get something out of it, like Franzese introducing you to the La Costa Nostra credo, death before dishonor. Please, Les, choose death. Because honestly, with the RSVP videos and everything, you're just embarrassing yourself now. You're a parody of yourself. You're parody Les. You remind me of Elvis Presley. He started his career by appropriating other people's music, adding cheesy glitz and glamour to it, and then calling it his own. You took my Siri bit, my smack-off party, and Mike and Chael's team-up, injected it with your brand of bagginess, and became the gimmicky little rip-off bitch that you are today. But just like Elvis, you got old, you got desperate, you got fat, and now you're stumbling around the stage, hopped up on peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and letting other people do your heavy lifting. It's over, Les. So shut your punk mouth and sit your fat ass down before I throw you in front of the next bullet that's aimed at Mona. And for the rest of y'all, man, I don't care if you're the VIC, the BIC, if you're a DIC, like MIKE, I got a PhD in snackology, the title is coming back by way of Philly, so forget the 5G's, Rome, I did this for free, and there's only one thing left to say, Cronny!
Mark in Hollywood. All right, where do you slot him? Where are you going to put Mark? Still ahead. We need Mike in Indy. We need Chael. And I'd say that's about it, right? Last segment is a recap segment. Where are you going to put these guys? Where do you have everybody at this point? Hit us up on Twitter, at Jim Rome, hashtag it SmackOff. Where do you slot all the former champs and the two-time defending champ? Getting maximum performance out of anything depends on what you put into it. If you want to achieve maximum performance at work, you put in the extra effort. When you want maximum performance from your kids, you put in the time and the tools. When you want maximum performance from your vehicle, you put in Castrol Edge, the titanium strong motor oil. Modern engines are smaller, they're more powerful. They operate at higher pressures than ever before. The pressure in the engine is as much as 5 cars resting on a high heel. Higher engine pressures cause significant stress on the oil, so the oil's got to stay strong. Be strong, but most of all, stay strong. Castrol Edge is formulated with fluid titanium technology to help reduce friction and maximize engine performance. Castrol Edge, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, as tested in the Kurt Orban test in the 5W30 VisGrade. Put it into your vehicle today. Castrol Edge. It's in my car. It should be in your car as well. Castrol Edge.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Once again, the Smack Off today brought to you by my good friends at Lumber Liquidators. Not only have they been an epic sponsor of this program, but I know they're saving you clones a ton of money on the best selection of hardwood floors anywhere. It's time to upgrade your floors. It is time. Stop into your neighborhood Lumber Liquidators. Do it. BIC is getting crazy run right now. Stucknut tweets, my eyes, my eyes. Even other participants from the event are tweeting about this guy. Nika989 tweets, I am screaming, Brad, those pictures, OMG. Nika989, she chased that with best troll job ever by Brad. Table Slam fan tweets, BIC dropping bombs out here. Scout Diggs tweets, hey Lef, it's called the Smack Off, not the Who Do You Know Off. Go BIC. Bodie in Pearland had to even jump in. Bodie tweets, hell, this some bitch is an undercover Texan. USA, USA. Cruz Pedregon tweets, oh Brad. Cruz, what if you got to put his name on the side of your car? Let's keep this thing going. We're not done yet. This is the last segment of calls. If you have not called yet, you better call right now. Now, you know this guy. You know this guy as the bad guy. You know this guy as the people's champ, the American gangster, the Smack-Off pride of West Lynn, Oregon, a guy who brought the Northwest its only title back in 2012. He is the one, the only, Chael Sonnen. Chael, what's going on?
Yeah, excuse me. Let's dispense with the fake self-serving niceties and the insincere pleasantries, of which I am justifiably revered, but let's get right down to it, shall we? You know, Jim, I've learned that flattery works if you want to win, so you surround your usual battalion of psychophants to pull a stunt or kiss your butt. And as long as an unlicensed helicopter pilot is willing to take food stamps to buzz the building, or people are willing to wait in that long line at the county lockup and use their one phone call to reconnect with you over the year, I guess I'm going to have to play that nice guy. So I'm not going to tell you that your rather elfin physique and your carefully groomed goatee make you look like every child's nightmare of a ventriloquist dummy come to life. I'm not going to say that your tagline, "Welcome to the Jungle," is about as current as a movie about Bruce Willis trying to escape a skyscraper full of terrorists. I'm not going to mention that each time I see your skinny body, I think about dusting off Uncle Chael's box of all-natural supplements, coming down there and pumping some size into you. I'm not going to say that Mike returning, Brad mumbling, and Chad calling is about as annoying and reliable as a loose tooth. Instead, I would like to mention to you that Paramount, the company I keep afloat with my scintillizing wins on their flagship program, Bellator MMA, is in the process of buying your show. And when they do, I become your boss. And when I do, I'm going to strip out all the copper piping and sell it for scrap, put a port-a-john in the parking lot, and sublease half your studio to a guy that deals in untaxed cigarettes called Marlboro and Lucky Stroke. I'm basically going to slumlord you out of existence. I'm not going to mention that you electing yourself to be the arbiter of what's funny, topical, and dynamic makes about as much sense as a screen door salesman nominating himself to oversee repairs by the United States Navy. Oh, and Jeff Passan. I'm really not going to mention Jeff. Look, Jim, my guess is that he visited Mexico recently and was separated from his talents at the border and never reunited. I'm not going to mention that Caleb and Tyler sound like two guys too dumb to crack a 50 on an IQ test, and Rick sounds too drunk to pass a roadside sobriety test. Instead, I'm going to take a few minutes to tell you what's good about you and your show. Maybe not. Okay, take care, fellas. Bye-bye.
Chael, I thought you made that call last year. This year's was a little better than last year's, but I thought I made that call last year. That's why he's the bad guy. That's why he's the bad guy, taking on dweebs like me and Jeff Passan. All right, that's Chael. We're down to our last. We are down to our last. Remember, the last segment is for recap, to crown the winner and to recap. All right, then. Fresh off a 24-hour retirement, the 2014 champ, a 6-time runner-up, now a 10-time participant, one of the favorites to take the whole thing down. We've heard from every other monster. He's a mainstay at the top of the leaderboard every single year. The DLC. Retired, came out of retirement, and back to close the show. Mike in Indy. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good, Rome. As you can tell, the whole field is shook. Listen to these bumbling idiots. And the Cablanation was gone but not forgotten. Nobody forgot how bad he sucks. Thanks for proving once and for all that the top dogs from your era are only worth 6th place in the Mike and Indy era. And Chael, there's 8 billion people in this world, and not one of them can make sense of the call you just made. Rome, I have a lot of haters out there, but guess what, haters? I'm your favorite caller's favorite caller. The truth doesn't need a sales pitch, Romy. I'm the best there ever was and the best there ever will be. I've been first or second place every year, going back to 09 with one exception. Kirk Orban ain't scratching those big Castrol sponsorship checks because Mark in Boston is dropping some 6th-place heat in here. I bring Tiger Woods-type ratings, and everybody benefits. But today I'm going to play a little game of show and tell. I'm going to show you all how great I am, and then I'm going to tell you about it. The biggest topic in the jungle is usually the jungle itself, but not anymore. I'm the biggest topic in the jungle. Just focusing all their calls on me. They know who the big dog is. You could crown me based on that alone. And if you're team content, then you're team Mike and Indy. I got the pure vicious smack that the smack off was built on. Multiple terrorist organizations tried to take credit for my call last year. Donald Trump tried to throw me in Guantanamo Bay after he heard my call. The Prime Minister of Great Britain held a press conference to condemn the attacks. My call last year was so hot it burnt a hole in the bottom of Bodie's dip spit cup. My call last year was so dope Adam Hawk tried to buy some of it. But Romy, I've been wondering lately, with all the name changes in professional sports, how come nobody makes the Nashville Sexual Predators change their name? And why does their mascot look just like Cal in Vegas? Speaking of which, my favorite part of that To Catch a Predator show is when they let these unathletic perverts out the front door and they got 6 cops outside. They got them covered like it's a punt return. These perverts aren't running away from anyone, so why not make it interesting and team a couple of them up? Can't you imagine that idiot Vic and NoCal bursting out the front door running for freedom with that creep Cal in Vegas as his wedge buster? Vic gets a block. He cuts it outside. He sees some daylight. Boom! Back in the concussion protocol, you scrub. I know everybody's saying I'm responsible for the Left and Laguna rule, banning studio appearances, and that's true. I got that done. But it was to protect Rome against a psychopath like Rick in Buffalo. Rome doesn't exactly have a crew of ass-kickers on the other side of that glass. You got Hawk, who threw out his back putting on his shoes. Alvey would just hit the dude, no, no soundbite, while Keith Arnold takes a hands-off approach, just like he does every day at work. This guy works like he's got a guaranteed contract. I haven't seen him do a damn thing since he showed up. Rome tried to offer me a supermax contract for the open position, but I'm not signing up to be Keith Arnold's fall guy like Austin was. It was a solid 6-figure contract, and Rome asked if we were close on the numbers, and I told him we're 1 digit off. Add a 0 on the end. Speaking of zeros, Brad and Corona did a lot of damage in his call, mostly self-inflicted. And Mark in Hollywood still shops at Abercrombie and Fitch to pose as jailbait for the Hollywood elite. Your desperation to make it in Hollywood is a cautionary tale to behold. Rome, I'm not mad Lef has 30 guys writing his calls for him. I'm mad at the working conditions he puts them in. One of his guys contacted me anonymously because he fears retribution from Lef if he finds out who leaked. Lef say got him in the abandoned storage facility in Chino. No air conditioning, no windows. Lef walking around with a big bucket of gruel he hastily ladles out onto their cubicles. Then Lef feverishly writing takes, telling Lef his hands hurt. And Lef telling him, if you stop writing takes, I'll make your face hurt. Are you kidding me, Lef? You can tell by his recent calls he lost his mojo and doesn't believe in his stuff. He's a bigger head case than John Lester trying to throw to first base. Nice pre-recorded, doctored-up call. Take out the gimmicks and that call sucks so bad it might have sucked another Southwest passenger out of airplane window. I whooped your ass so bad last year the doctor prescribed you an emotional support dog. Pre-record that and use it in your call next year, bitch. Rome, I've been the aggressor in all the biggest beefs in the jungle. Brad, Vic, Mark, Chael, Lef. I got so much beef I could open up an Arby's. That's how you know I'm the alpha male silverback gorilla in the jungle. Awe-inspiring power and unparalleled viciousness. But when the smack-off was at its lowest point today, which was during Left's pathetic call, I held the smack-off to my bosom and nursed it back to life. War Mike and Indy being the first caller to come out of retirement to win a smack-off. I do declare, I do declare. Now I'm done. Crown me.
Mikey DLC out of retirement and coming up strong to close out the competition. How do you have this thing scored? Hit us up right now on Twitter. Not that it's going to make a difference, but hit us up on Twitter. Hashtag it, smack off. We'll take this break. We will compile our scores. And when we come back, we recap the top 10. We have a conversation with the winner. That is Smack Off 24. Where do you rank this one? Who made the best call? What was the biggest holy crap moment of the entire day? I'm really happy with it. You showed up in a big way. And some were exposed. This is for the best of the best on the biggest stage. When we return, we run it all back and we crown a winner. First up, though, here's a sports update for you. Friday, as always, is an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all of your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Talk about the huge call. It's one thing to have the huge call of the day, but this is the huge call of the year. The smack off. Put one more destination on your list this summer, GNC. Be sure you're getting the highest quality supplements at the best prices with GNC's price match guarantee, or try something new. If it's not right for you, return it for a full refund this summer. Live well with GNC. Exclusions apply. See an associate or GNC.com for details. First time we've ever had it on TV. Big tip of the hat to my pals in New York. Producers did a great job. CBS Sports Network, nice job. Well done, everybody. Some reaction before I go to the top 10 and then crown the champ. Robert Sturgeon tweets, Mike just hit one into the cheap seats. Crown him. Hashtag smack off. Oak City Austin on Twitter. Mark has to be up top now. He responded on the fly to Left's, BICs, and other calls. No production value, just smack. CM Hooligan, this has been the toughest field in years. Who's going to come out with the 5-gur? Allen in Raleigh, damn. I would love to be a fly on the wall in the XR4TI control room. So many strong calls to pick. Soda Hawk, my boss tried calling me during the smack off. There's a reason I'm off today, fam. Stop calling, weakling. Leave a message after the beep. Bobby Buff on Twitter. Is there any chance that at Cruz Pedregon will put those pics of Brad on the side of his car? Hashtag smack off. JP5280 tweets. This just in. Cruz Pedregon has to put Tell Me How My Ass Tastes on his car.
Tell me how my ass tastes.
Cruz did say that he would put the winner on the side of his car for one of his races one weekend. Who's it going to be? I'm pumped. Great, great event. The monsters showed up like you'd expect. One more bit of reaction. Jeff Passan is in. Jeff Passan tweets, deserved to get run for the bad phone. At Jim Rome was too kind. Every bit of crap I get today is deserved. I'll be back. Hashtag smack off. Class act. That's a pro. That's a pro. Owning it completely. Not crying about it. Not pointing the finger. Not blaming anybody else. You just said, it's not my day. Not my day. I'll be back. That's a pro. All right, let's run it down. Top 10. Back to front. Coming in 10th place. And again, I'm hyped. Great event, lived up to it. Next year, a quarter of a century of smack-offs. Year 25. Coming in 10th, Matt in Vancouver. Matt talked a lot of junk beforehand, and then I think found out that there is a difference between a regular day and a smack-off day. Nothing to be ashamed of. He'll come back. Actually, my man took a big step. He was 11th last year, 10th this year, broke the top 10. Good job. Good effort. Matt and Van coming in 9th. Vic, the VIC, classic Vic performance. Vic's best may have been in the lead up to the call. Vic was in 9th. I give him credit for coming in the week of. I really do. But on the day of, only good enough for 9th. 8th place. One of the smarter plays, one of the more clever plays, a heady call. Caleb. A perfect 1995 Smack-Off call. I love that. I love that. I like where he went with that. Hey, listen, that's not a reflection of him not showing up in a big way. That's a reflection of how good today was. That's a reflection of how many good calls there were. I love that call. Caleb made a very clever call. Good enough for 8th place, Caleb. See you next year. And I mean that in a positive sense. I liked it. This guy I'm very happy with. Great debut. In the 7 hole, Rick in Buffalo. He backed up his inclusion into the Smack-Off. The stage was not too big for Rick. I mentioned since he started calling the show, he's been getting better and better and better and better. He justified that selection, a top 10 finish, 7th place on one of the best days ever. He'll be back, and I bet he does even better than that. Nice job, Rick. I'm proud of you. So now we get to the top 6. If Rick was number 7, you can imagine how good the top 6 were. Number 6, Mark. In Hollywood, fantastic response from Mark right off the cuff to Brad's call. That's the mark of a pro. Mark had some great moments. It's a really good phone call. But in this year, only good enough for 6th, which brings me to the top 5. Repeating in the 5 hole, Benny in Wisco. Benny is one of the best not to win it and shows up with a top 5. And again, you finish top 5. With a field like that, you finish top 5 in a year like that, you've got good enough game. Good enough game to win it one year. Which brings us to the 4 obvious monsters, right? The big 4. You've got the 2-time defending champ. You've got Carbone, who was a champ. You've got the BIC, who was a multi-champ. You've got Mike and Indy coming out of retirement. The 4 monsters coming right down to it. And I bet if I were to pull all of you, you'd slot them all differently. It's never easy to do on the fly. Number 4. When you come out of retirement, you cannot come out and bomb. Mike and Indy did not bomb. Classic Mike call. The Smack-Off is so much better with Mike, and Mike showed why. I'm glad he came out of retirement. Mike might be pissed, but that was a great call. 4th place. 4th place for Mikey. Top 3 now. 3rd place. He responded to Caleb. He responded to Sean. He brought back Fonzie. Got Mike Franzese in. And even Larry Brown. He proved that he does not need to be here on set to be great. We will have a new champ. The 2-time defending champ left comes in 3rd place. There is going to be a new champ this year, which brings us to the last 2. Stevie Carbone, BIC, Brad and Corona. It's a coin flip, right? How do you decide between these two? Tough call. Somebody's got to make it. That's why they pay me the big bucks. Runner-up, 2018, 2nd best. Unbelievable call. He had a holy crap moment with the return of the Cablin Asian. Stevie Carbone comes in 2nd place.
The friendly ghost, the friendliest ghost you know. Skin horribly bright, pasty white. Cablin Asian, the friendly ghost.
A holy crap moment with the return of Sean. Sean, he absolutely killed. It would have been good if Sean showed up, but then he dominated the way he did. Stevie Carbone was the guy who brought him back. Carbone had a great call himself. That was a great, great Smack-Off moment. An amazing Smack-Off moment. But if Carbone is in 2nd, that can mean just one thing. The new champ is now a 4-time champ. Give it all up for the BIC, Brad and Corona. Why did he win? Absolutely dominated. Great response for Leff, firing back at all of the callers, and that was before he turned to the Canadians, and then it got ugly. I got a lot of respect for Tyler and Matt. They make the show better. They made today better. But Brad destroyed them. And then the picks. Then the picks. I don't know what to say about them other than to say that when your fellow Smackoff competitors are hyping you up, you know you've done your job. All hail the B.I.C. Brad and Corona. Now he has four. We go to the phones to talk to the champ. Brad, we've done this a number of times before. Welcome back. Congratulations, Brad. You did it again. How does it feel?
Slump Buster! USA! USA! Jimmy, how did you like my hog in that Speedo?
I liked it a lot. I thought it was awesome.
Hey, quick question. I want my sweet little ass on Cruz Pedregon's hood like a 78 Firebird, Jimmy. So I don't know if you can pass along that request, or maybe I'll tweet at him. But, dude, thank you. My fellow competitors, you guys are all awesome. I actually really appreciate these guys and have a great time doing this, man. It was amazing.
All right, so, Brad, how does this one compare? I know it's got to sink in, settle in. How does this one compare to the others?
This one feels good, dude. It's been a while. And, you know, when you got gimmicky little bitches like Leff running around out there, I didn't know if that was going to continue or where this thing was going to go, but I'm glad that you banned him from the studio. And just, dude, I really appreciate the rule change because I think it sort of leveled the playing field.
Hey, Brad, before you go, as you listen to this whole thing play out, who was your biggest concern? Was it Leff or somebody else?
Well, dude, when I heard Leff's call, yeah, absolutely, Leff. And then Carbone had a good call too, man, and Mike and Indy as well. But, yeah, all those guys were amazing. I actually thought Benny and Wisco had a good one early on, but he just went too early and sort of got forgotten. But, yeah, I really do. I appreciate all these guys. I think they're great. They all make me crack up. It's just a fun time for me, man. I love it.
So, Brad, where do you go from here? That now makes four. And I saw that you went to Twitter for the first time. Are you going to leave the account up or are you going to take it down?
To be determined. If you guys want to troll and get on and snap all those photos, I know Vic and NoCal loves getting pictures of me and then doctoring them up and using them on his social media stuff. You guys want to check that out, go ahead. I'll leave it up for a while. I don't know, Romy. I don't want to feed the monkey, man. It's a lot of pressure. You get paid to do it. I got other stuff going on, but it's to be determined.
Brad and Corona, there's your champ. He wins it again. Brad, great job. Unbelievable phone call. Appreciate you. Congrats. Enjoy it. And what can I say? You did it again, man. That was a huge, huge win for you.
Thanks, man. I really appreciate it, bud. Have a good one.
Have a great weekend, Brad. Thank you very much. Good looking out. Brad and Corona, one of the best ever. One of the best ever in terms of the event. And like I said, when you look at that top five, Benny and Wisco, Mike in Indy. Mike in Indy in fourth with a great call. Leff doing what he does. Let me say this about Leff, too. You can call him a gimmicky little bitch. Leff, you can even say that Leff is well-produced. What he did extremely well yet again. I mean, he does what he does. He finds people. He's got some shock value. He is slickly produced. Leff did an amazing job. What he does, he did really well and did it without having to come in the set or onto the set. Stevie Carbone showing up big. He brings back the Cablanation. That was a great moment. Cablanation killed his portion of the call. But at the end of the day, pound for pound, Brad was the best. This guy tweets, or I should say emails, Brad killed it. King of smack. Hitman Canadian tweets, B.I.C. back on top, and we will never hear the end of it. Hashtag Smackoff. See, that's the thing. That's not the case. He may or may not even be on Twitter come tomorrow. He wasn't prior to this. He's not one of those guys. Yeah, he'll let you know when he calls up. He doesn't call very often. Chevy Ryder, Brad and Corona deserves it. He brought Savage Smack today. Hey, really quickly, hit me up. Did we get it right? Did we get it wrong? Did the BIC deserve to win, or would you give it to somebody else? What is your reaction? Come hard. Hit it on Twitter. Hashtag it SmackOff. I want to congratulate everybody. Thank everybody who participated. It was a tremendous day. I'm pumped. I'm going into the weekend pumped. I love the event. I want to thank my XR4TI crew. Great job, everybody. Well done. We will react on Monday. This is not one of those deals where I'm running off to vacation. I will be back on Monday. We'll break this thing down on Monday. I'll take your reaction on the show on Monday. Have an amazing weekend. Hit it on social. We'll break it all down Monday. I will see you then. That's Smack Off 24. Thank you very much for listening and watching. See you next time. We're out.